The White House says no decision has been made on the U.S. budget or debt ceiling following a meeting with the Republicans. Earlier, President Barack Obama welcomed a Republican proposal to increase the debt ceiling in exchange for negotiations to end the partial government shutdown. The International Monetary Fund chief warns that a U.S. debt default could damage the global economy. Christine Lagarde also urged the U.S. government to put its fiscal house in order. Similar comments were earlier made by the U.S. Treasury Secretary Jack Lew. NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen says there is no military solution to the Syria conflict. He also urged the government and the opposition to sit down for talks at a peace conference in Geneva. The U.S. and Russia have agreed to push for talks between Damascus and the opposition in November. The International Committee of the Red Cross says that 43 million Europeans do not have enough food to eat. That's the worst humanitarian crisis of the continent in six decades. A report by the aid agency also says nearly 120 million Europeans risk falling into poverty. Pakistani police have rearrested the country's former military ruler, Pervez Musharraf. He's now under house arrest over a case involving a military operation on an Islamabad mosque back in 2007. His arrest comes only a day after a court granted the ex-general bail on a murder charge. Saudi Arabia's consultative council has refused to discuss a request to lift a ban on driving for women. The council's rejection of the request comes as Saudi women rights activists report an increase in the number of women who get behind the wheels to defy the ban. Bahraini protesters have staged rallies in two locations to demand the downfall of the ruling Al-Khalifa regime. Demonstrators also called for an end to the harsh crackdown on pro-democracy protests. Bahrain has witnessed mass protests against the ruling regime since 2011. At least 20 people have lost their lives in a spate of violence across Iraq. Officials say most of the attacks occurred in the north of the country. Iraq has witnessed a surge in violence in recent months. Nearly 5,000 people have been killed since the beginning of the year.